is Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Today is Wednesday, and that means it's Brewer time. Former governor of Arizona and Mac and Gatos political insider Jan Brewer joins us. Governor, how are you today?
I'm doing just fine. Cold, but fine.
Governor, do you have any tips on staying warm in this brutal cold?
I just layer up and turn my thermostat up to 78 and not go outside. I had to cover my plants last night. I got out of bed at 11 o'clock. I laid there and I thought, I'll just let them freeze. I'm tired of all of them. But I got up and went out and I covered them all up.
You put the thermostat up to 78, huh?
Yes.
Wow, that is high. My wife, if it gets over 68 degrees, fine, put the heat on. Other than that, I'm freezing my rear end off.
Really?
Oh,
isn't
yeah.
that funny how everybody's body temperature is different? I think, though, that as you get old, you get colder.
Mac, what's your body temperature saying at home with your...
Oh, it's been down to like 64, 65 degrees in the house. The kids are the ones that complain.
Lord.
Oh, geez.
My son comes over and he doesn't stay because he said it's too hot in here.
I bet.
It's like a sweat lodge over at the Brewer house.
He's wearing shorts and flip-flops.
And my husband, he sits out on the patio.
Jeez, he's on
the
patio.
To cool off.
Former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer, Mac and Gatos political insider every Wednesday. Let's get to some local politics. It seems that this get out of jail free card that legislators have, the bill for legislative immunity is dead. You know, we had Paul Moseley, that guy was driving 97 in a 55. We had Representative David Cook. He was drunk off his rear end. He pulled the, hey, do you know where I am? I have do you know who I am? I've got legislative immunity. Why are these legislators, why are they so stupid?
Well, I think that most of all the legislators that are sitting in that building would not do that. I think that they would be totally embarrassed to pull out the immunity card. But this story is not new. It is something that's been gone on in Arizona for a long time. But the bottom line in regards to it, I think, is that it's in the Constitution of Arizona. And it was put in there during the old cowboy days.
Right.
But it also protects the legislators, from what I understood, that it prohibits legislators being sued for actions and decisions that they make in course of their governing. And I have not went back and looked at the Constitution on this issue, but that was always my impression. But the majority of the legislators, they don't do it. And it doesn't prohibit prosecution. It doesn't prohibit that. I mean, they can still prosecute you.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's depends on who and what officer is stopping you and how he feels that day. If someone's going 97 miles an hour down their freeway and the cops an attitude, they're going to get arrested. If you're going to be driving drunk, you're going to get arrested. If you get in a fist fight or you're involved in some sort of battery, you're going to get arrested. I remember when I was in the House of Representatives, there was a rural legislator that got arrested and they would let him come out to vote on the floor and then take him back to jail.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
And that was like in 82 or 83, you know.
Oh,
so, you know, it's been going on. But these horrendous stories that we hear about people saying, I mean, nobody in their right mind that is an elected official would tell a law enforcement officer, I've got legislative immunity. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I was the officer, I'd arrest him right on the spot.
Absolutely.
I think it's much broader than that. And it was always my impression when I first went into the legislature that it was, it was in effect because of the not being sued for your actions and decisions that's included in it. So maybe it involves a lot more than just saying, I've got legislative immunity. I mean, most people wouldn't want to humiliate their body that they serve in by saying, I'm a legislator. I'm elected by the people of Arizona, and this is how I act.
Former governor of Arizona, Mac and Gatos political insider Jan Brewer joins us, as she does every Wednesday. But aren't you disappointed that it didn't even get out of committee? I mean, even the governor said, you know what? Its time has come. We don't need it anymore. This is an antiquated law. Get it out. And it didn't even get out of committee. So now they look like, yeah, we're going to keep it because we want the get out of free jail card.
They look bad.
Yeah.
Well, he must have a reason for it, because it could become a three-ring circus down there in regards to something like this, because I don't know if everybody really has read the Constitution and how it's worded in there. And I did it one time, but I can't remember it clearly. But I do remember sitting in orientation and that coming up, and we thought, well, that makes sense. Hmm. But of course, they're not above the law. They're not above the law, and maybe the speaker decided that he didn't want to have a circus going on. If the public wants to do away with it, you know, it's in the Constitution. You can put it on the ballot. Even if they pass the bill, it has to go on the ballot, and, you know, and there you go. They're up for election, too, coming up, so they might not want that on the ballot at the same time, because all the election rhetoric would all turn into legislative immunity. I mean, as Speaker or as President, you have an obligation to protect your members. I mean, that's their job. And I think that's probably what a Speaker Bowers is doing.
Former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer joins us. Yesterday, Governor Ducey joined us for his monthly exclusive interview. What he told us was he said the families at Hacienda Healthcare want it to stay open. And I had not heard that before. So I don't know if the governor spoke to them personally, but the families don't want their loved ones moved out of Hacienda. Governor, is that a good enough reason for it to stay open?
I think that, and I can understand families not wanting to move their fragile loved ones and into facilities, because they do deserve the very best care. They're very vulnerable. It's a very vulnerable population. It just breaks your heart. You know, if they have changed administration and people in charge over there and put in oversight of different kinds of things, I think that if the families are happy with that, then it's okay. I do.
But as a governor, do you take that into consideration when the final report comes out? We know what happened there. We know who is culpable. Do you still take into consideration the families and what they want? Or do you just say, look, the research and the investigation that we've done, it needs to be shut down?
Well, I think, you know, it's not the facility itself that needs to be shut down. They need to weed out all the terrible people that are creating and doing terrible things, and they have to have oversight.
Right.
And the more we read about the situation over there, I mean, it was out of control.
Right, and that's what Doug...
out of control.
That's what Doug Ducey said, that he said, I want a new board of directors, I want a new CEO. The facility itself does a good job, and there are hardworking people there, but the climate that was set, I guess, by the board of directors and the CEO, that has to be removed, but the facility will probably stay open.
I can agree with that. I can. And if the families are good with it, I mean, there's not a lot of facilities at this level that can absorb all these people. You know, from my recollection, there's just not enough facilities either. I mean, I don't know where they would move them. They'd be spread out all over the place, you know.
Right.
And it's become their home. Some of those people have been there forever. And the staff, some of the good staff has been there forever.
Former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer joins us every week on Wednesday. Go ahead.
And I understand that they're going to put in some oversight from DHS and DCS and regulations and licensing. So that's probably a good thing.
Former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer joins us, Mac and Gatos Political Insider, every Wednesday. What do you think about this story, Governor? Joe Thomas, who is Arizona's Education Association president, I think he's a fool. Mm-hmm. I think he's a total fool. Guy doesn't even know, you know, he doesn't talk to teachers. He doesn't really know what the pulse of teachers in Arizona are thinking. He came out and ran his mouth today that, you know what, maybe there will be a second Red for Ed walkout over school funding. A, he doesn't know what he's talking about and never has. B, I think... What do you think it would look like if Joe Thomas was right here, even though we know he's probably not? How would
a second walkout happen?
How would a second Arizona teacher walkout look?
Well, I don't think it would look good. The bottom line is that there's legislation in the legislature currently to address some of those issues, and they can go down there and they can testify. But the AEA and Save Our School organizations, my understanding, they haven't weighed in. They've remained neutral. And as far as John, Joe Thomas, you know, he's out there, you know, creating work for himself and the name. And I don't know if the teachers are listening to him or not, but I think they should be awful careful about walking out and leaving our kids without teachers again. You know, they won that first battle, but to continue down that path could be very detrimental. For our schools and for our children and for the families, and there could be retribution next time around.
All right, Mac and Gatos, political insider and the former governor of Arizona. Make sure you protect your plants, Governor. It's going to get cold outside.
Thank you. I will.
All right. There she goes, the former governor of Arizona, Jan Brewer, every Wednesday.
Hopefully not at 11 o'clock at night, that's for sure.
Up next, Arizona is bracing for a monster winter storm.
Mm-hmm.
Could it result in you heading to an escape room? We'll explain in a sec.
What?
Keep listening.
An escape
room?
Keep
listening to the show, Junior. It's going to be good.
Drive home informed and entertained. Mac and Gatos, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Make sure you subscribe to the Mac and Gatos podcast. Subscribe right now on your iPhone or Android. Don't miss any of the show. It's brought to you by Arizona Cold Air.
Don't be so bossy. I forbid you to be bossy.
That's just a promo.
Just saying.
All right. How about
this? You said right now.
Okay.
I mean, you were yelling at the listener.
I'm
suggesting. Do it right
now.
It didn't sound like a suggestion. It sounded like you were bossy.
All right. How about if I give you a suggestion?
I don't want that suggestion.
That is scientifically impossible.
I don't want that suggestion. So you know it's cold outside.
I've heard.
Yeah. Monster winter storm. Batten down the hatches.
Yeah. I had to cover my plants just like Governor Jan Brewer said.
Did you really
cover? Covered my plants too. Yeah.
Yeah. Could it result, you know, you got to stay inside, right?
Well, most people don't like cold weather.
Ooh,
so
your voice
yeah.
just cracked really good right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, because I'm ready for
puberty.
Frigid temperatures.
could the cold weather result in you, not you, but, you know, heading into an escape room?
What is that?
Well, I've got a list of indoor activities that you can do around Phoenix during the cold weather.
All right.
And one is going to one of those, challenging yourself in one of those escape rooms.
Now, is this a place where you get to smash stuff? Is
no.
that it?
No. I think it's like you go to this, you go with a bunch of people, and you go. Did you ever do this, Becky?
I've done it, yeah.
Okay, so you go with a bunch of people, you get in a room,
they
lock you in, and they're zombies.
No, there's not zombies.
Is it Taken?
Actually,
is Liam Neeson show up?
Taken?
No, it's not like, no.
Oh.
I think in some there are zombies, I've heard some people say, but
that's
the one we went to, it's just you're just standing there and you go, we have to open the door.
Okay.
And you look around and you don't really know what you're supposed to do, so you just start touching things and hope that you get a clue, and then you will, and then you have to solve a puzzle. And then you get another clue, and you solve another puzzle, and blah, 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 until eventually the time runs out, and hopefully you solve all the clues before the time runs out.
Do the walls start closing in, like, you know,
if
in Star Wars,
in
when you're in the garbage bin, and, you know, Han Solo was there, and Luke Skywalker was in it, and then there's
the compactor.
The compactor.
Well, not in the one I was in, but I'm sure there are some that things like that happen. They're really fun.
How many people didn't make it out, Becky Lynn? How many people died?
Nobody died in
any
ours.
Any solid deaths?
We made it just fine. In fact, there's a great picture of us. We did it! Yeah, after a solid
Oh, you did do it?
Yeah, we did. We did.
Did you cheat?
Yes.
Oh, good.
We were playing against the guys, and I have to admit, I am the one who came up with the cheat. Yeah.
Oh,
we
wow.
Did.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I was very proud of myself.
All right. So, you know, we got this list of indoor activities to do around the valley during the cold weather.
Here's
you know.
Here's another suggestion that I do not suggest you do with kids, and I'll tell you why.
Okay, the escape room. What else you got?
See a play.
Why can't you see a play?
Why?
We took our daughter to see Jersey Boys.
Well, you should have checked with a few people. Yeah, that's on you.
What is that about?
It's about the Four Seasons.
It's about Frankie Valli and the four boys from Jersey who made it big.
Yeah.
He's never heard of them.
Of course not. Of course not. Didn't know there was so much cursing, which went over her head, thank goodness.
Okay.
But then now she tries to sing like Frankie Valli and talk like somebody from Jersey.
That's awful.
It's god-awful.
That's terrible.
So now she goes around singing Sherry Baby and all these other hits from Frankie Valli.
Yeah.
Like that.
That's
just like that.
Like
someone is scratching her eyes out and she's screaming in horror. That's the way she sings Sherry Baby because it's horrible.
Okay.
And then she walks around saying, What are you going to do about it? And I'm like, stop it.
I'm driving here.
Just stop.
I'm driving here.
Okay. Another suggestion.
For indoor activities during the Phoenix cold weather.
All right. Here's something else you should not do with your children.
Oh, my God.
Test your climbing skills. I tried to take her to an indoor climbing place.
Ugh.
Like a rock wall?
Yeah, rock wall, indoor climbing.
You dropped her.
I didn't drop her.
She fell.
I got her in the tether. And she got up on one and said, I can't do this anymore, and got right back down. Yeah. And I was like, come on, it's not, you got it. And no.
How about axe throwing? I'm awesome at this. We went and did this a couple weeks ago.
Is that indoor?
Indoor.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's great. We went out, I think we did in Tempe. Oh, I'm phenomenal. It's because I'm...
So what did you do? You actually got an axe.
A real axe.
And you throw
stand
it
behind a
what?
Line. Stand behind a line, uh-huh. And you throw it at the bullseye. I couldn't miss. It's because I'm in softball shape. I've got quite the arm. I've got a gun. And I was the best.
Now, did anybody teach you how to throw the axe? So,
yeah,
okay.
They did.
Okay.
They did. I didn't need to be taught, apparently, because I guess not. I'm born to do this.
Right. It's your Viking heritage way back when. Your Osgoth and Visigoth Teutonic horde
great.
Genetics
Don't
that you
that
figured
word
out from 23andMe.
It's a terrible word that you just said.
Jeez.
That seems fraught with peril. I don't know.
Oh, and I bet, let me guess, there was drinking involved at this place, too, wasn't there?
There was, but
even
I didn't have any.
Even a better
axes
idea. Axes and booze.
Can't beat that.
Jeez.
I decided not to have any.
Good.
I didn't want, and I was careful. I didn't want someone to, turn around and, throw it the wrong way.
Right.
At me. Okay, so there's some crap that you can do.
Stay indoors, or you could just Netflix. Just stream some Netflix. Stay at home.
That's great. All right, coming up next, Becky Lynn's got some news. When we come back, are Arizona teachers planning a second Red for Ed strike?
What?
And if so, would Valley parents support them? Next.
Drive home informed and entertained with Mac and Gatos, 2 to 6 p.m. on KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Drive home informed and entertained. Arizona's afternoon news with Mac and Gatos on KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right. Spring training's right around the corner. We're going to give you the chance to win VIP tickets for the upcoming Chicago Cubs game. Go to the rewards page at KTAR.com. Get complete details.
All right. So, are you ready for this hot garbage?
All right.
You know who Joe Thomas is?
Yeah, he started Wendy's. That was Dave Thomas.
That was the smart Joe Thomas.
That was... All right.
Joe Thomas, Arizona Education Association president.
Aha.
Okay. So, listen, if you listen to this show for, how many years, there's nobody that backs teachers more than we do. Not only do we back the teachers, we give them $1,000 a month when we do Mac and Gatos tribute to a teacher. Mm-hmm. And it's something that we've wanted to do for a while, and we've been doing it for a while. But when Joe Thomas opens up his big mouth, I have to laugh because the guy's got zero credibility. I think he's a laughing stock to teachers.
Oh.
Yes. And he put this hot garbage out earlier today.
I think a walkout is a possibility, but I think that a lot of things would happen between now and then before teachers really saw that as the only possibility. What they really want are legislators and the governor to focus on the funding that their students need.
Okay.
All right, that last part I can get behind. Okay, we need to fund education better in this state. Okay,
no, no
I
question.
Get that.
No question.
Okay.
Joe Thomas doesn't talk to teachers.
What does he do?
Joe Thomas is the guy that gets in front of the parade.
Mm.
Joe Thomas is the guy who...
And then acts like he's leading the parade.
Which he isn't. He's the guy that says, look at me, I'm leading Red for Ed.
Uh-huh.
No. Joe Thomas, you almost blew up Red for Ed. He fawned over and endorsed David Garcia, who was one of the worst candidates.
How did that go?
In Arizona history for governor. He was horrific. And it was a stupid move by Joe Thomas, who doesn't make a whole lot of bright moves.
Well, let's go back to that first thing he said.
There's a possibility.
In April, it'll be a year. It'll be a year that Red for Ed walked out, right?
For the teachers.
For the teachers.
Out. Yeah, yeah.
He says there's already rumblings from teachers that a second walkout could happen.
I don't believe him at all.
I can't believe that.
No.
I cannot believe that somebody who is of sound mind, okay, someone who is a teacher, would want to go through, and I'm not saying what they went through was good or bad, but there was a lot of, you know, can we do this?
Yeah.
Do we want to do this? What happens if we do this?
Should we?
And then
this?
What do we get? What do we get out of it?
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine that would happen again for decades.
I think Joe Thomas threatening this is just laughable. He's got he thinks he's got skin in the game, but he doesn't. I talk to teachers all the time. And sometimes I'll say, what do you think of this association president? Oh, that guy doesn't speak for me. What do you think of Red for Ed? Well, I like Red. This is what teachers say. Well, I like the Red for Ed movement. They don't speak for me, though. I've said this for over a year. Teachers speak for teachers. And you could say that Red for Ed got them organized, but it certainly wasn't Joe Thomas. I mean, this guy wasn't doing anything. He wasn't doing anything. So I am telling you, I don't think teachers are going to leave the classroom. I think it was so hard for teachers to leave their kids
right.
the first time.
Why would you do that again?
I don't think they would.
I don't think
and,
so. Either.
And let's put this, you know, maybe to the test.
Okay.
Let's open up the phones at 602-277-KTAR. We'd like to ask teachers to call in. Would you walk out a second time? I mean, you could, you know, just tell us the truth. If it's yes, just explain it to us.
Are you one of the teachers Joe Thomas says he's heard rumblings from?
Right.
That they are willing to walk out if there is no way lawmakers can find a way to give $700 million back to schools in order to reach 2008 spending levels. Have you thought about it? And would you do it? Would you actually walk out?
Again, because I think you had the majority of parents. And again, it wasn't everybody, but I think you're in the upper 90s, if you ask me. Parents said, yeah, you got to go do it. We'll support you guys. We'll wear a red T-shirt.
It may not be easy, but I'll support you.
And it wasn't easy for parents. You know that, Mac. It wasn't easy.
Yes, I do.
It wasn't easy, but I think that they had to do it.
So if you're a teacher, 602-277-5827, 602-277-5827. Have you and other teachers talked about this? Have you heard anything about this? Because quite frankly, I know you want more funding. Don't get me wrong.
And you
I'm not saying Red for Ed should be done.
And the kids deserve it.
Right. But I cannot imagine another walkout or even rumblings of a walkout. This walkout last year took, over a decade to culminate, really, of poor spending, of robbing from teachers to pay Paul, all this kind of stuff, lawsuits. I don't see it happening like, oh, you know what? It's that time of year. Spring is in the air. Let's go strike. I don't see that.
So Joe Thomas, not the Wendy's guy, Dave Thomas, very smart man. Mm-hmm. Joe Thomas, he's floating the idea of a second teacher strike out there. Teachers, would you consider it? We're going to hear from you next.
Drive home informed and entertained with Mac and Gatos, KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Drive home informed and entertained. Arizona's afternoon news with Mac and Gatos on KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Big 4 at 4 coming up at 4 o'clock, including Arizona's bracing for a monster storm. We've got details on that. But right now, if you're a teacher, call us, 602-277-5827, 277-5827. Joe Thomas earlier today spoke about, I wouldn't rule out a second Red for Ed walkout over school funding.
Well, Arizona Education Association president.
Well, that just got us thinking, really?
Yeah.
Really? Again, we're not even a year removed from the last walkout Red for Ed. And it did spur the governor to actually act on something and get teachers paid.
Teachers did a great job. It worked. They deserve more money. They did a terrific job protesting. It was amazing. It was a great day, I believe, for Arizona. But, you know, if you want to talk about a second strike, I don't know if that's going to be I don't think it'll happen. I don't think it's going to happen.
All right. If you're a teacher, tell us if you've heard anything. Would you support a walkout? Ann, you're in Chandler. Would you support a walkout?
Most definitely.
All right. And you're a teacher?
Yes. I've been teaching for 17 years.
Why would you walk out again? What would it take?
Just taking the fact that you think, a lot of people think that, we got this big raise. I got $35 extra a month. And then they increased the amount of money we have to put in our retirement. And our insurance went up. So it's still not helping us. And we still didn't get more money for the classroom. And Chandler's a great district. They do everything for us. But they can only do so much with the little amount of money they give us. And we are working with a lot of emotionally disabled children trying to educate them in the classroom because we have to mainstream everyone, and we don't have the counselors, we don't have the support staff that we need because we don't have the funds.
Yeah.
So if we stop now, they're going to think we were just joking. Well, there's no, if it, this is the cause. My niece is 20 years younger than me. She's 27, and no, I'm 53. I don't know. She's younger.
So you obviously don't teach math.
No, yeah, right? And I have a headache because I just got out of my classroom. And
I bet.
So she's maybe working at Banner Health for 6 years, and she makes $5,000 less than me. No, come on. I mean, I don't understand. I was so perplexed when you guys said, why would we walk out? Why wouldn't we?
Well, to be perfectly honest, I don't think you'd have the support this time around.
I don't know how much support you'd have.
I don't know if it'd be the same. I don't know if the parents or the community would be so on board this time around. And quite frankly, it's the way that it would be proposed. Are you walking out again because of funding? Are you walking out because of pay raise? I mean, I would not want to see my child not in school again for a second straight year based on, well, we need more money. I would not want to see that. I just got to be perfectly honest.
A second strike for teachers in Arizona. Talking to teachers.
All right, Adrian, you're a teacher in what district?
I've been a teacher for the last 5 years in Mesa Public Schools.
Okay.
I've left the classroom, and now I'm a substitute teacher. I'm subbing, and, you know, I think there are a lot of subs in this boat where I feel really limited. I have a night job in the evenings to make more money. I feel very limited in what I'm able to do in the classroom, and we're in a crisis. There are so many teachers who have left the classroom. The kids that I'm with, they have not had consistent academics all year.
So you would support another strike?
I would. And
wow.
I think that teachers need to, parents need to know that we're doing it for the children. We're doing it for the long run. And if they look at where we are, how poorly funded our state is, I'm a proud Arizona citizen. I'm a native. I love our state, but I'm just so baffled at how low our teachers are paid and how little priority is put and how we're continually in this go around of we strike, they say they're going to give us money, then we don't have the funds that they actually promise. And
okay. All right. I get it. But again, it's a 3 year plan. 3 year plan.
You got 10%.
You're supposed to get five and
five. Five, right.
All right. Tammy, you're a third grade teacher. Would you support a walkout?
I would not.
Why not?
I just don't think we would have the support, like you guys mentioned. The only reason I think teachers would walk out again is if Ducey goes back on his word.
That's a great point.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too, that if Ducey doesn't give the pay raise.
Oh, then you get out there.
Absolutely.
I'll support you all day long.
But if you're going to go back out now for different funding, I don't know if you have the support, you have the community's backing.
Well, could a second strike for teachers happen? I don't believe teachers want to do this. And I don't see it happening, but, you know, Ducey's got to come up with the other half
of
this.
All right, coming up, the big